this is it, the day it ends, the day we say goodbye. You know I'd hoped that we'd stay friends, but you won't even try. You've gone through my possessions, claiming everything in sight. Stuff I got when you weren't with me, but you know I just won't fight. 'Cause it's worth it to be rid of you. You can strip the walls and floors, but there's one thing you're not getting. There's one thing that's not yours. You can have my new computer and my favorite easy chair, but there's no way you're getting my stuffed bear. Take your hands off Mr. Gumpus. He don't belong to you. And I don't want him traumatized just because we're through. I've had him since I was a kid, before you were even there. So take your hands off the bear. You can take my games and comic books and every DVD. You can take my leather trench coat that looks all Matrix-y. You can take my amplifier and my classic Fender bass. You can take an anvil to the skull or a smack upside the face. But get your hands off Mr. Gumpus before you leave for good. Oh, and by the way, he hugs me better than you ever could. You'd complain when he would shed on you like your cat has no hair. So take your hands off the bear. The kind of bear that you don't see anymore. The kind of bear that you don't buy from a store. Whenever I would talk to him, you'd laugh at me and nod, and slowly back away like I was doing something odd. Well, at last our time is over, and I guess it's just as well. I'd say don't let the door hit you, but I hope it hurts like hell. And as we part, I'm wondering what you ever saw in me. There's a lump beneath your jacket. Mr. Gumpus, where is he? Take your hands off Mr. Gumpus. Now we're brawling in the street. And I didn't know you could punch that hard or that you had such quick feet. But you're trying to steal my childhood, and it really isn't fair. So take your freaking hands off the bear. Mr. Gumpus is between us, and we've both got a good grip. And of course, this is the point where Mr. Gumpus starts to rip. But I won't risk that. I let him go. You laugh in victory. And Mr. Gumpus comes to life and runs right back to me. You thought you owned Mr. Gumpus, but he can't be owned at all. He's been my bestest magic friend since I was 3 feet tall. You can break my heart and take my stuff, but there's one thing you can't share. So keep your freaking hands off the bear. And when I go to sleep tonight, my bed will not be cold. Mr. Gumpus will stay with me, and he won't let me get old. For whatever you and I once had really can't compare to the love of a boy for his stuffed bear. Good night, Mr. Gumpus. Sweet dreams.